Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. It is Friday, January 6th, 2023. Yeah, the end of the first week of the new year is coming to an end. Amen, amen. And aren't we glad we made it through to see the new year, the first week, the first day, the first hour. Amen. God is a blessing, and let him be a blessing for you this coming new year. Amen, amen. My word of encouragement for today is not our own. Coming from Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 23 to 24, the New Language Translation, and it reads, I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our own course. So correct me, Lord, but please be gentle. Do not correct me in anger, for I would die. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 23 to 24, New Language Translation, or the King James Version. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah, a prophet of God, was called to reveal the sins of the Israelites and warn them of coming judgment. His pleas were ignored, and the consequences fell when the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem. Prior to that catastrophe, Jeremiah made one of the most profound statements in the scriptures. The Israelites insisted on following the lead of the idolatrous nations around them, doing things their own way. They seemingly forgot they were God's chosen people and that God had lovingly did their steps. In their independence, they fell into sin and lost the promise present of God. I wonder how many times we forgot who we are and begin to think we can plan our own course in life. Perhaps we are not happy with God's direction and are resisting the road he had asked us to walk. Maybe today you need to pray with Jeremiah. Amen. Amen. Lord, dear God, correct me, correct them, correct us, Lord. But please be gentle. Do not correct us in anger, for we will die. We repent of the independence and once again surrender to your direction. In Christ's name we pray this. Amen and amen. Know whose you are in Christ. Remember, not our own. Amen. These are words of encouragement for today. And God bless you. Have a safe weekend. COVID rate in my surrounding has risen back to 19.7. Again, please, people, adhere to your health. Be aware of what's going on. I'm not preaching. I'm not telling you to wear your mask or anything. Get a booster shot. I'm not telling you any of that. I know what God has in store for me. So as far as that concern, I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I pray that you have a safe and wonderful weekend. God bless you. And may the Holy Spirit be with you always. I'm Sister Faye, and I'll see you again on Monday. with another word of encouragement. I love the Lord each day. May His Spirit always surround you. God is my strength and my redeemer. May the Holy Spirit be with you. God bless you. Have peace. Have joy this weekend. Amen. Amen.